Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Director of Habitat for Humanity of Marion County, Robin Falscraft, about the application period now open for the construction of a new house in Pleasantville. Some construction going to be going on in Pleasantville. It looks like Pleasantville already has a lot of construction going on with Jasper Street and other things in the town. Why not have a good time here and help out with local families that need help and get those families in houses? So take us through, Robin. You got this house coming up. First off, when is this construction going to be going on? And I know you're also going to be partnering with the school district on this. So take us through all that.
We're going to start building the house mid-August, I hope. We're waiting for some grant money that we cannot break ground until we get that, and I'm working on that today. We are going to start the process. We put in the foundation. Of course, the students don't do that, but from that point forward, the students start working. So they will be in there probably very shortly after school begins, and we hope to have it wrapped by the end of school. So we're looking forward to this partnership. We've got some excited staff, and we've got some really excited students.
Now, I know this isn't the first time you've partnered with students. I know Knoxville helped out in here, too. So, but what's it mean to be able to see these students build a house for people that really need it?
We have a kind of a dual purpose for doing this with students. One, this area is so hurting for contractors. They're hurting for the trades. We hope the best case is some kid says, I learned how to frame a house and this is what I want to do forever. And I wouldn't have been able to do it had I not done it in shop class at a Habitat house. The other thing we love is that these students come by our houses 10 years later with their kids and say, when I was in high school, I built that house. So it makes a lifetime impact on the student, the homeowner, and the community.
Tell us where exactly this house is going to be located. So you talk about those kids being able to come by when 20 years from now they'll be able to come by and see this house. And then also application process. I know it's opened up. Take us through how long it will be open for and what people need to do.
This, just so you know, this property was donated to us by the city of Pleasantville. So as they're helping in other projects, they're also giving us a boost to start an affordable housing project. It's at 402 South Jefferson Street on a corner lot, really in nice lot for us. The application period opened up. We do have some guidelines, but the documents can be found on our website, hfhmci.org, in our office. We kind of prefer people to come in the office and we can kind of walk them through the process and what it takes. As we've grown, we get more applicants, but we get some really awesome families in these homes and we make housing affordable. Just so you know, our houses are sold at appraised value, but 0% interest mortgages that are held by us. And so in the long run of a scheme of a 30-year loan, it's saving a lot of money.
So I know that you guys have done a lot of work here in Knoxville. You've been moving houses. You've done a lot of things in Pella as well with moving houses and building houses and such like that. Now you're building this house in Pleasantville. What's it mean to be able to reach out to another area of Marion County and see, be able to help Pleasantville prosper as it continues to grow?
Well, I'm so proud of the things that have happened in the last 3 years. One, the myth of what Habitat homeowners are is starting to be dispelled. It's all of us. It's where we are in life and the help that we could use. And we're proud of the products we're putting in. You know, there's not a house that I've done that I don't say I could have lived here with my family. And so we're very, very proud of that and proud that we're making a really positive impact across Marion County.
You know, also with Habitat for Humanity, I know you guys are always having volunteers. You're always looking for help, not just working, but, you know, with getting equipment and getting things like that. So if people want to know more information or they want to reach out to you and be able to help you out, how would they go about doing that?
Always call our office. If we're not here, we are on the road doing something with a house. Certainly leave a message. At our number is 828-8844. But there is nobody that can't volunteer with Habitat. If you don't think you can climb on a roof, you can bake cookies for the people who are. If you think, hey, I just like to plant flowers, we'll find a job for you. So Habitat truly has a spot for every volunteer. It's not always readily available, but it will be. And that's how we live. We live by people investing in their neighbor.
Now, this application period, like you already alluded to, is open right now and goes till the 23rd. I'm going to have you put you on the spot real quick. Give me your best sales pitch as to why a family who has been looking for a house, who possibly could benefit from having a Habitat house, should apply for this.
You know, people that have lived, if someone came in here, and we do get this, I just can't live in an apartment anymore. I say, why not a Habitat house? Our payments almost across the board are cheaper than any rent. You own your home. You take pride in your home. You know, are there ever things that have to be corrected? Sometimes, yeah. But our product, I dare challenge any other construction. It's good. And Habitat's a life changer. You know, the best thing, the very best thing about working for Habitat is the day the homeowner, and inevitably they all say it, my life is different and changed and better for what Habitat has done for me.
Is there anything else people should know about this application period and the house being built in Pleasant?
I'm going to just add, very often I ask people, why did you not apply for a Habitat house? And they said, I didn't think I would fit the criteria, or, well, somebody certainly needs it more than I do. I would always say to those people, apply. It takes little to fill out the paperwork and try the process, but it truly is such a life changer. It's fantastic. I think if you have questions about Habitat, you call us or you stop in here, because I think sometimes people are surprised at what they hear. No, our houses are not free. That's a very, very common misperception, but our houses are a very good deal and a very big life changer.
Thanks to Director of Habitat for Humanity of Marion County, Robin Falscraft, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.